Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. What is up, crew? Welcome back to the show. We have a lot of exciting announcements today. I was actually going to read a Twitter thread by Jason Smith today, but I think I'm actually going to be putting that off until next week. Next week, I believe we're going to cover his tweet storm, which is 23 tweets. It's not very long, but it's really, really good about... it's five things I've learned after a year of being seriously into Bitcoin. That's the introductory thing, and it's a great read on like scarcity, ideas about like OGs who've been in Bitcoin, and it's a really good read. His section about scarcity and then about the expansion of the money supply and in comparison to Bitcoin are both really, really great points that I think we've hit home on this podcast a number of times. Bobo, be quiet, buddy. Shh. We've hit home on this podcast a number of times, but we will continuously be hitting from different angles and stuff because it's just an amazing discussion and it's such a powerful part of what makes Bitcoin, Bitcoin. But there are way too many announcements today, and Casa has dropped two things, one apparently last night, which I missed, and then another one just an hour ago, and I am so excited to start playing with this thing. I think it's going to make me have to like break down and start doing another video here, because first, Casa node, the browser, excuse me, not the browser, the dashboard. I'm on the browser extension article. Oh man, I've got so many friggin' tabs open. Okay, the Node Manager, the Node API, the Node Dashboard, and the Node Updater are now all open source. So essentially, you can build, you can put one of these things together by yourself and use their software, and you have an open source Lightning Node and Bitcoin Node. That you can do it yourself, and that is just so exciting. But I'm a million times more excited about their other announcement is the Casa extension. This is all something that goes along with the Jewel extension. Like that's when they saw that by Willow Byrne, and we're like, okay, we really need this. This is the way to interact with this thing, and they have built their own. I could not be more excited about this. I am going to be jumping into this and playing with it because this really, as silly as it seems, trying to log in, because you're immediately logged out of your Casa node on a regular basis. So it's like every couple of minutes I go back to my Casa node window and I have to type in my password, and I do not have a short password. I don't have any short passwords anymore. And so... I'm just so excited to get. I don't want to lead too much because that's actually what we're going to read today. I'm postponing Jason Smith's Twitter thread, which we will be hitting, but probably on Monday, and that'll be a short one. But I think it will spark a lot of discussion, so the episode might not be short. But we are going to read today about open sourcing the Casa node. Well, that's not what we're going to read. I'm going to talk a little bit about that because I've read that one. But we are going to read Announcing the Casa Browser Extension by Nick Newman. And it is from the blog, the Casa blog, blog.keys.casa. But I have a couple of my own announcements as well. First, I have updated and refreshed and add descriptions and new links to all of the Bitcoin Survivors book list. And I'll probably be adding another couple of books. I got some great suggestions on Twitter and some other ones to dive into. If anybody else has any suggestions, actually, to add to that list, that would be wonderful. And particularly anything that you might think I have missed in this, because there were a couple that the Meme Machine in particular that I've never even, I had not even heard of or was not on my list to explore. And I love anything and everything that I think will be huge for understanding Bitcoin and, you know, give a really interesting perspective on this. So I love suggestions. Give me something to read, please. You can always drop me a line on Twitter or just drop a comment on the website at cryptoeconomy.life. Either location, I typically will get it within a few hours. So drop it on either one, and be sure to check out the Bitcoin Survivors book list if you want to do your own digging into understanding the foundation. There's so many different things. Like I've had a couple people mention that the selfish gene was up there, and not sure why that was. There are a lot of books that are not Bitcoin or even code related, but that I think are incredibly powerful, the selfish gene in particular, in understanding how anti-fragile systems evolve. The nature of genetics and how he explains that the gene is quote-unquote selfish, but that there's no like sentient desire there. It's just the sheer fact that it's really about game theory. It's about the game theory of genetics. And how if something has an advantage, if it's an evolutionarily stable strategy, then it will either reach a point where it's spread in the evolutionary pool or in the genetic pool starts to eat back on itself. Like, let's say if it's a gene for cheating, and this is one of the way he explains this is so brilliant, and it's something that I think it applies so well to networks and systems and protocols, very much like Bitcoin. I found myself constantly thinking, oh my God, this is crazy, and thinking about it in terms of Bitcoin and protocol networks and such throughout the entire book. So I consider that required reading. But he was talking about how, like, a gene for cheating, like, let's say you're in a genetic pool where everybody is honest and everybody is fair, a gene for cheating would succeed unbelievably because everybody else is trusting each other and is doing the right thing. So the cheater is going to be rewarded at twice the rate. You know, everybody else is giving 1-to-1 in with the honest gene, and the cheating gene now is they get 1 and give 0. So they're going to be wildly more productive and more successful in the gene pool. But as soon as you start, as soon as it propagates to a degree that the cheating gene is running into the cheating gene, then neither one of them are profiting because they're trying to cheat from each other, and it either turns into a fight or it ends in neither one of them producing their side, so they just both end up with 0. And that's such an interesting theory, is that cheating only works as an evolutionarily, it's only productive or it's only helpful to the individual or entity if they're in a pool of honest players. And the more of that cheating gene propagates, the less effective it is until it, by its nature, will either die out or reach some sort of equilibrium at some tiny portion of the actual gene pool. So he goes into a lot of stuff about that, and it's really, really fascinating, and you definitely, definitely have to check that one out, along with all the other books up there. I've gotten so much insight and, like, foundational knowledge about so many different topics that I think all apply so well to Bitcoin, some cypherpunk history there. So much good stuff. And again, don't forget to actually drop me some suggestions as well if you think you have something that would be good on the list and isn't there. And then we have one last announcement before we jump into the Casa Browser Extension article. And that is, we have a new sponsor on the show. And I am so excited to have an official reached out to me sponsor, And that's just really, really exciting. It's gotten me even more excited about the Anchor.fm platform. And now I have a sponsor that's really going to help keep this show alive. In fact, Anchor.fm has been, like, since I've been advertising for them. And if I do a advertisement for them, they will be at the beginning of the show. But our new sponsor is Squarespace. And their ad will have to be a mid-roll for it to run. So I'll be doing one ad per episode like I've been doing. And whether it's a mid-roll or an introduction, it'll be either Anchor or Squarespace based on that. But Squarespace is paying quite a bit higher CPM to ad, significantly higher. And so that's just really, really exciting. And so let's take a moment before we jump into this awesome article by Casa and these amazing new announcements. Before we do that, let's talk about our sponsor who is helping to keep this show alive. All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into this article, and then we will talk about it a little bit more afterward. And hopefully very soon, I will have maybe another video out about this. I already downloaded it and installed it and played with it for just a bit, but then deleted it because I want to do a video of the entire process from start to finish. And I'm probably going to be too excited to not do that, like, pretty much immediately. I still have to do, still doing a lot of my remodel, obviously, and I have to focus on that most of the day. But this weekend, I'm absolutely going to do this because I have to play with this thing. I have to use this everywhere. I'm so freaking excited. Okay, so no more waiting around. Announcing the Casa browser extension. And this is by Nick Newman. You can follow him on Twitter and tons of other people. I will put all these people in the list. Let's jump in. Today, I'm excited to announce a new product, the Casa browser extension. It is the easiest way to interact with both a local node and external websites using crypto, and that makes it a great extension to the Casa product suite. Why build your own? Because Casa users expect the absolute best on usability, features, and security, and that was impossible to achieve without building our own extension. We first evaluated building a Casa browser extension in summer of 2018 as the Casa node interface, but ultimately decided to focus on a web dashboard first. So we were thrilled to see Willow Barron's launch of the Jewel extension in late 2018 and to see the enthusiastic community response. We immediately began testing Jewel and reached out to Will to find a way to work together. Will's community-driven development approach and feature set was somewhat different from our fast-paced and design-driven internal approach. So over the course of a few meetings, we decided that the best path to build out all of our feature ideas was to do both, but separately. We are actively working with Will to integrate Jewel now that our Casa node is updated to work with extensions. We would also like to support other integrations. Please reach out if you have a product that you think could benefit from Casa node integration. Lightning transactions, but even faster. The Casa node has already given hundreds of users an easy way to run a Bitcoin and Lightning node. It allows you to easily make and receive payments via the Lightning network, manage Lightning channels, and support the Bitcoin and Lightning networks. Where the Casa node falls short is in quick payments on websites that accept Lightning. You may want to read an article on yalls.org, but to do so you need to flip over to your Casa node browser window, paste in the payment code, then go back over to Yalls. With the Casa extension, these interactions become seamless. Click on the Casa extension button and make your payment while staying on the Yalls tab. It may not seem like a big deal when you read it, but you know it's a big deal when you use it. Connecting to your node, solved. The biggest pain in the ass, and I mean it, pain in the ass, when using third-party software to manage your Lightning node is always getting it connected. It's so confusing that people have written many blog posts attempting to explain the process. Generally, to use nice-looking software to control your node, you have to 1. Install a Bitcoin and LND node on your computer. 2. Navigate through the LND command line to find the tls.cert file. 3, navigate through the LND command line to find the macaroon files, and 4, save and export those files, then import them into the third-party app. Not only is this painful, it's also insecure. It's the equivalent of giving the key to your bank deposit box to someone else so they can access its contents for you. With Casa Extension, connecting to your Casa node is secure and easy as one click. No sharing admin macaroons or TLS certs. Just use the same password you set on your node to unlock it from the extension. Security improvements. Most Lightning apps require you to upload your admin macaroon in order to authenticate and control the node remotely. The admin macaroon is essentially the key to the kingdom, and while you are exporting and importing the macaroon, it's vulnerable. Most users don't understand that slinging this macaroon file around is a risk. They may save it on their desktop for easy access when authenticating, or they could import it into a third-party app while they're on an unsecured public network. They're also trusting the creator of the app, whether it's a Lightning developer or Google and the Chrome browser, to not act maliciously with a macaroon file. With the Casa extension, we authenticate using our custom API running on the Casa node. The macaroon never leaves the node. Users don't have to go digging around trying to find obscure files, and they don't have to worry about making their macaroons vulnerable. We've set the bar high for ourselves on usability and security, and we're proud of how we've accomplished our goals with the Casa extension. Ready to use Casa extension for your Casa node? Download the Casa extension, then check out our post about some great websites and apps that utilize Lightning payments. Just like our work on the Casa node, we will be rapidly building more features for the Casa extension. We'd love to hear your feedback and feature requests at help@team.casa. We have even more exciting major announcements coming up in the next couple of weeks for Casa customers. Stay tuned to our Twitter and blog for updates. Want to start using the Lightning Network? Order a Casa node and you too can ride the Lightning with our new Casa extension. Plus, it's now open source. The Casa node is the easiest way to use a Lightning and run a Bitcoin node, plus it gets you access to top-tier customer support, a friendly community, and more great surprises we have coming soon to all Casa node users in 2019. And that again was by Nick Newman on the Casa blog at blog.keys.casa. Like I said, I am so freaking excited about this. I'm going to be jumping into this so soon and playing around with this. I hate that I have to go back to tearing out and/or rebuilding my bathroom here because I'm going to do nothing but think about this. And I wish I had something else to listen about it, but this is literally like an hour or 2 hours old now. So it will probably be a while before there's anything else to listen to or read about in this. And I can't read while I'm doing all that stuff anyway. So, oh man, this is so exciting though. I'm completely jacked. Don't forget, we will be hitting Jason Smith's Twitter thread. Like I said, probably on Monday. I have no idea if I want to be getting a video out like ASAP. But my schedule is pretty nuts right now, just with all the other stuff I'm doing. So I'm not going to say, ooh, I'm going to have a video out this weekend, because I don't know for certain, but I am going to try. I really do want to get another video out with this, and I've been sitting on all the footage. I have tons of footage for my second Casa video. I just have been sitting on the editing. I've been wasting time. I've been working on other things and avoiding it, because editing is kind of a headache sometimes when you know you've got a lot of footage to go through. Lightning Jewel is one of the easiest. That was literally my biggest and only complaint with Lightning Jewel, is that I could not connect it to my Casa node. And it's been my biggest and only complaint with the Casa node, is that I cannot integrate other apps and wallets and stuff with it. So the fact that they have built their own out to make this process simple, this is one of the biggest usability updates that has happened here, I think for Lightning at all. I'm going to be using it regularly now. I have made payments and stuff just for fun, but I know there are places that y'alls.org in particular has articles every once in a while that I want to read, but honestly, I don't read them very often. It's like, oh, I got to, you know, break out my Casa Node and do all this stuff. So I just go back to, I've got such a long list of stuff to read that if something has a 30-second barrier to reading it, I'm going to be reading something else or listening to something else. You know, it's going to be, and that is a big, that's a big barrier when you're talking about usability. The Lightning Network is something that, I mean, it 30 seconds seems trivial, but when we're talking about payments that happen instantly and we're talking about something that's supposed to be seamless, 30 seconds, 12 times a day? Like, I mean, who knows what kind of services there will be with this thing? Maybe there are services that, I mean, there are already services that we're talking about. You pay very, very minor, like tiny amounts of money like y'all's. I mean, every time you click on an article, you're talking about tiny amounts of money to spend. And 30 seconds every time? What do you want? You read 10 short articles. That's a lot. That's 300 seconds. That's a ton of time for just making payments happen. And this literally, click on it, it fills it out in the thing, click confirm, send, and boom, you've got the payment right there. And all the back-end stuff is handled on the node, and you don't even have to see that. This is going to be, this is what I've been waiting for, to really use it, to really say, okay, I'm just going to have Lightning available to me every time I open up my computer, and every time I open up a new tab, it is right there. It is sitting right there. I've had my Jewel browser extension sitting there the whole time, and I haven't used it because I don't have anything to connect it to. My LND node was my Casa node, and I initiate the Docker or whatever play with the command line, but I never actually figured out if I could connect it manually to the Jewel, because I really only kind of looked at logs and played around with it for a bit in order to basically get to what I'm talking about in my second Casa video. Well, this might now be the third Casa video if I ever get around to editing it. Because I want to do one on this extension. But this is just such a... I'm so excited about this, and to have this happen all at the same time while they're open sourcing. I've said this 100 times, but guys, you have got to be watching Casa. The work that they're doing in this space is unbelievable. And the fact that this is the first that I know of, at least. I mean, I obviously don't know about all the software and all the tools out there, but this is the first one that does not, like they say, the macaroon does not leave the node. That this is the most secure way to actually connect the extension to an actual node. And I believe, they didn't say it in this, but I think there's no longer, here, let me try. Let me go to my Casa node here. Casa node.local. Software update is available. All right, so I'm going to update my software and I'm curious. What I'm checking right now is to see if there's like a HTTPS. Is it still open over the local connection, or do I now have a certificate that I'm actually logging in with? Regardless, we're just going to talk about this more later. I don't want to do too much exploration while sitting here recording. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking a lot more about this, about the Casa node, and about the extension now. That is going to make this thing, it's going to change the game all over again. And I will happily shill if you do not have your Casa node yet. This is the device to have. And, you know, yes, you can make your own. And if you like to do that, definitely do that. You know, like, make your own project. Now that it's open source, you can just get a Raspberry Pi, a 1 terabyte hard drive, so on and so forth, and you can make your own. But honestly, for the amount of time it takes, if you want to get to playing with lightning, and, you know, that's not your thing. It's not something that you just want to do because, you know, you want to build your own little computer or tool, I would just recommend going ahead and just ordering one because it's so simple. It saved me so much time. I have other things to work on. You know, I have podcast episodes and mountains and mountains and mountains of stuff to read. So, you know, taking a couple of hours and to build my own Lightning node rather than just getting one and having it there and knowing that everything is going to work and that you can just contact Casa support to solve any problems. I mean, that Telegram channel is amazing. And there's always somebody available to help, even people who are not in the support staff. If they take a little bit, somebody else just sitting in there. I mean, I've, you know, helped a number of people too. But somebody inevitably has either run into your problem or might know how to fix it. It's such a great thing to have that community there. So I honestly just recommend just getting your own Casa node. But you know, it's open source and it is not expensive to get all your own stuff. So, one way or the other, get yourself a Bitcoin and Lightning node and try this stuff out. It's going to be awesome. All right. We will end that here. Don't miss next week. We're going to jump into Jason Smith's Twitter thread about the five things that he has learned since being in Bitcoin. And that's going to be fun. And we're also doing two posts by J.W. Weatherman. He reached out to me 10 hours ago. He's got. He reached out to me to cover two different pieces, which I had actually stumbled upon a while ago and then had forgotten about. And it's the Bitcoin threat model and the human threat model, and I'd never actually read it. So I'm going to be reading those posts for him because he is putting something together which is not released yet. But I think it's going to be really exciting, and we're going to be talking about it on the show and hitting both of these pieces and analyzing the Bitcoin threat model and the human threat model. So that will be coming next week. I think those will be our three episodes next week if I can manage to squeeze them all in, is the Jason Smith Twitter thread and then the two by J.W. Weatherman, the human threat model and the Bitcoin threat model. So lots and lots of fun stuff coming. So exciting. This has been a hell of a month for stuff like this, and I think the usability of Lightning is about to change fast. We've now got two extensions, and there is just an ocean of things. The pieces are falling. The pieces are coming into place, falling into place here, and it's going to be, God, it's going to be so amazing. I've been having so much fun with it, and it's only going to get easier and more secure and faster, and that's just wonderful. Wonderful news. So stick with us. This is the Crypto Economy Podcast, and the next couple of months are going to be so freaking exciting for Bitcoin and Lightning development and the software and usability around it, so you don't want to miss it. Don't forget to check out the Casa blog. Follow Nick Newman, Jeremy Welch, Jameson Lopp, Alina, I think her name's Alina Satoshi on... Yeah, Alina Satoshi is her tag. I will, Vranova is her actual name. I will link to all of these people, and I can't think of anybody else Blake Newman, I think, is, if I have that name right. I don't know. I'll try to find everybody I know that's associated with Casa and throw that out there so you can find them on Twitter and, of course, link to the Casa page and a store to get your own Casa node. All right, guys. Thank you so, so much for listening. Don't forget to check out cryptoeconomy.life, where I will be posting any videos or article updates that I do about this stuff. And, of course, subscribe to the Crypto Economy Podcast and share it with all of your friends. And don't forget to check out our new sponsor, Squarespace. So excited that they are supporting the show and helping to keep this thing alive. And if you want to support the show, you can do so with my link at the bottom of these posts. That you can find at anchor.fm/thecryptoeconomy. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Don't forget to check out cryptoeconomy.life, and I will catch you next time on the Crypto Economy Podcast. Take it easy, guys. We'll be right back.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.